Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to present my research. As far as the disclosures, I have nothing to disclose. And my research focuses on healthcare-associated infections, which are an important patient safety issue. They cause significant morbidity and mortality in the acute care setting, and it is estimated that every year about 2 million patients are affected with an HAI. In the United States, 100,000 of those are estimated to die as a result of the infection, and this ranks HAI as the fifth leading cause of death in acute care hospitals. A recent report published by the CDC estimates the cost of HAI to range somewhere between $25 and $31.5 billion a year in the U.S. alone. And methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, or MRSA, is one multi-drug-resistant organism that has presented some of the greatest challenges and is the focus of this presentation. So for the reasons I mentioned before, the identification and control of MDRO infections in high-risk populations is an important component of infection control programs. And one factor contributing to this high cost, morbidity, and mortality is thought to be the increasing antimicrobial resistance in the infecting organisms, and this can render standard treatments ineffective and potentially requiring more costly and harmful treatments. Some of the infection control measures that are used in hospitals to control MRSA include patient isolation, active surveillance, and antibiotic restriction or stewardship policies. And the idea behind active surveillance is that routine lab-based surveillance will only identify a small portion of patients who are colonized with MRSA, and that those who are colonized but asymptomatic will continue to be a reservoir for transmission in the hospital. So through active surveillance, you would obtain cultures on patients who are not thought to be infected to find those who are colonized. And once the surveillance culture comes back positive, depending on the hospital policies, the patient can be placed on under isolation in order to stop transmission. Finally, antibiotic restriction or stewardship policies refer to such policies as the use of automatic stop orders prior to when an antibiotic is prescribed, the need for an infectious disease or pharmacy consult prior to prescribing antibiotics, and other antibiotic policies such as cycling of antibiotics. And of importance to note is the fact that there is wide variation in published recommendations on the actual use of these infection control measures in hospitals. So the aims of this study were to determine the extent to which hospitals across the country employ infection control policies to prevent MRSA infections, and to identify whether the presence of these infection control policies varied with structural characteristics, such as hospital and infection control department characteristics. This data came from a cross-sectional survey of infection control departments located in hospitals that participate in the CDC's National Healthcare Safety Network. And as part of this online survey, was created as part of a larger study titled Prevention of Nosocomial Infections and Cost-Effectiveness Analysis. And the aim of this larger study was to assess infection control practices and resources in U.S. hospitals. So the facility administrators from NHSN hospitals were invited to participate if the hospital conducted NHSN HAI surveillance in an adult medical surgical, or surgical ICU in 2007, and the ICU had a minimum of 500 device days, either ventilator or central line days. We designed this survey to be answered by the director and manager of the hospital's infection control department, because this would be the person most knowledgeable about the day-to-day activities, infection control activities. And in our survey, we collected data on structural characteristics, which included hospital characteristics such as teaching status, hospital bed size, geographic region. And we also asked about infection control department characteristics, such as state mandatory reporting of infections, how many years the hospital belonged to NHSN. We asked about the use of electronic surveillance systems for tracking of infections. We asked about the certifications of the infection preventionists, which are the frontline workers in infection control. We also asked about infection control staffing, such as the presence of a hospital epidemiologist, either full or part-time. And we asked about different infection control staffing measures. In addition, we asked what the hospitals are doing to reduce MRSA. So we asked the respondent to report whether the hospital monitored MRSA rates and their engagement in specific activities to decrease or prevent MRSA. Specifically, we asked about patient isolation, active surveillance, and antibiotic restriction. And for those hospitals that reported the use of active surveillance, we asked about the specific laboratory methods used for surveillance, and we also asked about the specific sites cultured. For the statistical analysis, we first conducted descriptive statistics of the hospital infection control department characteristics and infection control policies related to MRSA. And then we looked at the association between structural characteristics and MRSA policies. And we did this using chi-square tests, t-tests, or Fisher's exact tests as appropriate. And those variables with p-values of 0.15 or less were entered into multivariable logistic regression models. So here are the results. For our hospital characteristics, in total, 441 hospitals were eligible to participate. 269 did, giving us a response rate of 61%. And the largest proportion of our hospitals were located in the Northeast, where we are located. When we compared our sample of NHSN hospitals to all NHSN hospitals at the time the survey was conducted, we saw that our hospital tended to be larger and also more likely to be teaching. And this makes sense based on our eligibility criteria. About two-thirds of our hospitals were located in states with mandatory reporting of infections. Only a quarter reported the use of electronic surveillance systems, and very few, only 6%, reported the presence of a full-time hospital epidemiologist. The median IP staffing per bed was one IP per 144 beds, which is comparable to what has been seen in other studies. These are results on the presence of MRSA policies. As you can see, only 59% of the hospitals actually calculated or monitored their MRSA rates. The vast majority reported being involved in some type of an activity to decrease MRSA, with 92% of hospitals reporting the use of patient isolation for MRSA. 56% of hospitals reported the use of active surveillance, and 41% reported antibiotic restriction policies. For those hospitals that reported active surveillance, the most frequently used method was MRSA selective agar, with 30% of hospitals reporting the use of this method, and the most frequently cultured site was the nose. Next, we looked at the association between structural characteristics and the presence of MRSA policies, and we saw that no hospital or infection control department characteristics was associated with either monitoring MRSA rates or the use of patient isolation for MRSA. Next, we looked at the association between structural characteristics and the presence of antibiotic restriction policy. And we saw that total hours of infection control and teaching status was significantly associated with having this policy. When we put these into a multivariable regression model, we saw that controlling for teaching status, increasing total hours of infection control per week, was a significant predictor of having an antibiotic restriction policy. Next, we looked at the association between structural characteristics and active surveillance, and we saw that mandatory reporting, teaching status, geographic region, and the presence of a full-time hospital epidemiologist were significantly associated with having a policy for active surveillance in bivariate analysis. And when we entered this into a multivariable model, we saw that controlling for the other variables, teaching hospitals were more likely to report active surveillance, and those hospitals with a full-time hospital epidemiologist were less likely to report this policy. So to conclude, we saw that most hospitals were involved in activities to control MRSA, although there was variations in the measures employed. And we also saw that several structural characteristics predicted whether hospitals reported the presence of policies for active surveillance and antibiotic restriction. So our next steps will be to look at the association between these infection control policies, the structural characteristics, and MRSA rates. And we will also repeat this analysis using data from a separate survey of California hospitals that we conducted in the same year, just to see if we see the same type of relationship. To touch on the limitations of this study, this was a cross-sectional survey. We depended on self-reported data. There could be unmeasured confounders, and we only included NHSN hospitals in our sample, so the results may be less generalizable to smaller, more rural hospitals. And I just wanted to take a minute to acknowledge my co-authors, Dr. Patricia Stone and Dr. Lane Larson from the Columbia University School of Nursing, and also to acknowledge all the participating hospitals without whom this research would not be possible. So, thank you.